All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. We have everybody on the call, and we'll have a few folks that will be chiming in as we move along, so they can just jump right on in and keep up the pace with us. But I want to welcome you and thank everybody that's joined the call this afternoon. I know that there's probably a lot of different things that you could have been doing this afternoon, but I really want to just thank you for spending just a little bit of your day on a weekend to just chime in on this information that we put together for you. Again, my name is Tony Snipes, and I am the founder of ArtLessonsFromGod.com. And today what we're going to chat about and talk about is how to identify your creative calling. This is where we're going to talk about what's the difference between your creative calling, your career, and your job. But again, I want to welcome everybody. A special shout out to all of our ArtLessonsFromGod.com subscribers, and especially those that are our coaching clients. I want to thank you for joining us. A lot of this type of information, you get the opportunity to get one-on-one. This is a chance for us to kind of reach out to some other folks and share some of this information with them. But again, I want to thank you for taking that time out and joining us. Now, many times when we do workshops or we do events, we have sponsors for that type of thing. Since this is somewhat of a casual opportunity or workshop that we're doing, we're sponsoring this ourselves. And the way that we're doing this is through one of our downloadable workshops. It is called How to Clarify Your Creative Vision and Earn a Profit as Well. It is technically the sponsor for today's event. It's a downloadable package where it's an audio MP3, and it also has some handouts or worksheets that you can print off and work yourself where it applies to your business or your idea. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance today to take a look at that. You'll be able to see it on artlessonsfromgod.com/workshop. That's artlessonsfromgod.com/workshop. When you go to the artlessonsfromgod.com site, if you look at the navigation, you'll see a little tab at the top that says workshop. That's the place. Take a look at that and you'll see all the cool information that's there where it talks about this downloadable MP3. Along with its printable workshop sheets that you can print out and fill in the information, especially for your business or your creative idea. A couple cool things that we added into that package. It has 3 case studies of real-world creative entrepreneurs who are actually taking some ideas and taking these actual steps that you'll be able to do on those handouts, and it shows how their idea was something that helped them earn a profit. And last but not least, what's in that package as well, there's 5 bonus links to help you earn a profit for your idea or your concept. So we want you to take a look at that. Now, everyone that's on the call today are entitled to a special discount on that package. That package is normally $7 for the entire download. Everyone that's on the call today, the cost of that is only $4.99. Let's go ahead and get back into the main reason why you're here today. Again, to help identify your creative calling, what's the difference between your calling, your career, and your job? And I want to kind of tie this back into why I decided to do this as a conference call instead of just one of the normal blog posts that I usually write up and post on the site, or I didn't even just go ahead and record this and put it straight to the site itself. I wanted to do this in this type of casual setting. And here's the main reason why, folks, those of you that are on the call today. The main reason why that I did this, some of you have seen some questions that I had posted a couple weeks ago. Questions that were asking about, have you missed your creative calling and what is exactly your calling? And the feedback that I got from you folks, I noticed and I sensed in that feedback with some of the comments that you had, there's a lot of you that are out there when it comes to trying to figure out what you're supposed to do in light of your creative gifts and your talents. There's a lot of frustration that's out there. This is what I was picking up from your comments. There's not a clear roadmap, especially with the way that the economy is when it comes to how do you take a look at your jobs in relationship to your gifts and your talents. Probably before the recession been in the state that it's been in, maybe ideas about using your gifts and your talents to either help or maybe even create a job from might have been something that you thought about. But especially where the economy is right now, at least the feedback I'm getting from you, that idea and that thought may be something totally out of the picture. And then something else that was coming from all of this as far as feedback from you, and I'm sensing that frustration with, hearing from God versus hearing from yourself. There's a lot of folks that see that there's some muddy waters out there. You know God is trying to tell you something, especially about your calling, your gift, what you're supposed to do next. But you aren't really sure if it's God or if it's you, or not really knowing where to go. And the challenging thing about this, and I'm sure that y'all can agree with this, and you know where I'm coming from with this. You want to do the right thing. You want to do the thing that God is telling you to do, especially since you know that you have a God-given talent or gift, but you just don't know where to go with it. And that can be frustrating. It would be different if you did, if you could care less what God had to say or if there was a God at all, but you are the folks that realize that, yes, he's called me to do something. I just don't know what, or I just don't know how. So that's why we decided to actually, instead of just post a text about this or post a few lines about this on the blog, I wanted to address that this issue in this setting because I think it's a big issue. I think it is something that is critical. I think it's something that we don't get an opportunity to stop and really put some energy in and try to unpack it and try to find out what's the core of the problem. We don't really get a lot of opportunities to do that. But here's what I really believe. I believe if we do that, something that we're doing today, where we take that time out to really unpack this thing and figure it out and get down to the core of the matter, it will solve a lot of the issues and problems that you're dealing with day to day, especially when it comes to these key things that we're talking about, especially when it comes to not only just your calling, but something that's even that you can even see a little bit closer, your career and your day-to-day job. So that's some of the reasons why I really decided to do this in this particular setting. And it's really the core of what we do anyway, because as I mentioned earlier in this call, artlessonsfromgod.com, the key thing that we do, we help creative people discover their purpose. Now, I also want to, just to get to the answer to this for you, I want to go ahead and start off with my story. So, and this isn't going to be a long story, I promise you. But it really ties into why I think that this issue is so important and why I have so much passion about this issue. It ties into my calling. Why do I do anything that has to do with helping people not to miss their purpose, especially creative people? And it goes back, and I ask myself this, why am I so caught up with this? Why is this such a big deal for me? And as I, you know, spent several days and weeks soul searching about this, a lot of things start being uncovered, even when it goes back to me growing up in my childhood, and actually not with me, but as an example, there was a dear, dear family member of mine, an uncle of mine, who over the years as I was growing up, and of course he was, you know, many years older than me, but one thing that I knew about this uncle, he was a talented, talented carpenter. But here's the catch with it. He actually, the issues of life overshadowed his gift. He was, you know, you can imagine just things that were out there in the world that any young man could get involved with. And the challenging thing about it was he was a man that had a great gift. He had a gift that had a need tied into it, because carpentry is something that, you know, not everybody can do, but everybody needs and has and can find use for. He had that gift and that talent, but that gift and that talent wasn't necessarily nurtured. It wasn't anything that was pursued to the point where some growth and development came behind it, and so it didn't go up, and at the same time, those issues of life are things that pulled him down. Well, all in all, and this is probably not an uncommon story, but all in all, the tragedy behind it is just years, decades of living. This dear family member of mine, this dear uncle of mine with this gift and talent, eventually died alone. Eventually didn't pursue maybe what I really believe is a pathway that God had in mind for him, a different route, a different path, and actually ended up dying alone. And of course, I was hurt by the fact that just, you know, someone that was close to me passed away anyway. But I think the bigger hurt was that his life probably could have been so much brighter. His life probably could have been so much more fulfilled. His life probably could have been in such a different way that God had in mind for it. and it didn't go that route. And that stuck with me. That stuck with me over the years, even when I was young, and even now to the point where I have more clarity as far as how this fits into the bigger picture and the big scheme of things. But I really think that that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. It really ties into the fact that I know that that story is not an uncommon story. And I know that there have been thousands and millions of lives that are out there that have callings on their lives. They have gifts and they have talents, and God has a plan for their life. But the trick is, a lot of times that calling is not fulfilled, and they may die not having fulfilled their creative purpose, not having fulfilled their purpose at all. And so that's the thing that I hate. And hate is such a strong word, but it really is the thing that drives me to do what I do, and I really think that ties into my purpose. So it's evident that, you know, if you, in fact, the scriptures say this. The scriptures point this out. Jeremiah 29:11. There is a plan for your life. There is a plan for your life, and that's probably one of the reasons why you're on this call. That scripture says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And so that's what I really believe. That's the truth that's behind all of this. Then the other thing about this, too, is that your life can line up with your calling. Another scripture, Romans 8:28, says, and you're familiar with this, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called," there's that key word again, "according to his purpose." So there is a calling, there is a purpose, and the challenge is uncovering that. And pursuing that is where you go into the design purpose anyway that God had planned for you anyway. The trick is, a lot of folks don't go that route, and they may miss out on a lot of blessings that God had in store for them in the first place. So let's go ahead and unpack this. Let's go ahead and get down to the core of why you're here today, to talk a little bit more about your creative calling and what's the difference between your calling, your career, and your job. Now, again, I want to go ahead and give a nod to our sponsor, which is our own workshop that we're doing, our own downloadable workshop. It is called How to Clarify Your Creative Vision and Earn a Profit as Well. You can go directly to artlessonsfromgod.com/workshop to see more detail and information on that. And we've got some special pricing for you on that today, too. Now, getting into the meat of why you're here today, and I don't want to take all the credit myself on everything that I'm about to share with you. But when I was, when I knew that the answer to all of this was out there, when I knew that there is a difference between your career, your calling, and your job, and I knew that there was a man that had already uncovered this and had some teaching on this. His name is Dan Miller. I consider him one of my mentors. I never met the man in person. He's never met me, but there is a podcast that I listen to weekly, but his name is Dan Miller. So a lot of the information I'm sharing with you, this isn't something that I've came up with myself, but it was some great information, a lot of it that I want to make sure that I give credit to where credit is due. But let's take the steps to find out what your creative calling is and how that lines up with your career and your job. And here's what I want you to do first. First, what we're going to do, and I hope you're taking notes with this. I hope you're writing these things down. This is going to be available to you. We're creating a recording on this now, so you'll be able to get a recording of everything that we are talking about. But I do want you to write down some notes on this, because much of it is going to apply to you yourself. So here's what you want to do first. Let's first take a close look within you. Before we start defining things like, you know, calling, what's the definition of that, and career, let's take a step back and let's first take a close look within you yourself. And here's what I want you to take a look at. You want to first look at, what are your skills and abilities? Now, here's the interesting thing that I learned about this, and it really is going to give you some clarity as far as how all this fits in, especially us that are artists, that we know that we have a real sense that since we can draw, paint, illustrate, graphic design work, or whatever that has something to do with our calling, it might. And that was the thing that I had to get my arms around with this. I thought that it automatically had something to do with your calling. It may. it's not 100% guaranteed that just because we have those skills and talents that those are things that define our calling. They may support it. They may have something to do with it, but that's not necessarily our calling. So, again, take a look at your skills and abilities, because here's the thing, and you probably have seen this yourself. You have a lot of them. There's a lot of skills and abilities and talents that you have, and some of them are related. Some of them may be totally different. I know that especially in college and even in high school, I always would have art friends who were in art classes with me who also had musical ability, and they had just as much of a musical talent as they did in visual arts. And those guys and gals were always challenged with which road they were to go down. Many of you that are subscribers to ArtLessonsFromGod.com have either that same type of dual ability, or I've heard from many of you that are also writers and illustrators. And they can be related paths or different paths. So you have multiple skills, and that's okay. But we're going to talk a little bit about how that comes into line and falls into place with your actual calling. But that's not necessarily your calling, those skills and abilities. But once you make sure that you start identifying those and start jotting those down as we're going through our workshop today. So as you're looking into yourself, the first thing to look at is your skills. The next thing to look at is your personality or your personal tendencies. How you work with others. How do you interact with people? Are you an outgoing person? Are you a detailed person? Are you a person that really doesn't like to engage with people? But that's where you want to identify that for yourself, your skills and your personality. And then the last of these three, as we take this internal introspective look at yourself, the next one of these three are your values, dreams, and passions. This is kind of like the heart part of you. The first part, your skills, is I consider that the hand, your skills. Your personality, we can let's go ahead and consider that your head. But now we're talking about your heart, your values, your dreams, and your passions. What motivates you? What are the things that gives your life meaning? What are the things that give you that heartwarming feeling? Those are the things that really tie in a lot to your calling. But let's clearly identify what those are for you. So again, let's back up. Those three areas that you want to take a look at for yourself: your skills and abilities, your personality and personal tendencies, and then your values, dreams, and passions. We'll talk about some examples of all of that in a second here. Now, also to really get a good understanding of what your creative calling is, what's the difference between that and your career and your job, let's clean up and define what your calling really is and what it's not. You know, calling is a word that we've heard for years. Career is a word that we've heard for years, and a lot of times we just use these words, but do we really know what calling mean? What your calling really means? I've learned over the years, the more that you really start defining key words, especially words that a lot of times we use, but if somebody asks us to define that, we really couldn't give a definitive or clear answer. When you start unpacking that, looking under the hood and see what that word really means, that gives you that much more clarity on not only what it means, but what it means to you and what you're supposed to do next and go with it. So let's define your calling, let's define career, and let's define job. So let's start with calling. And when you actually look up the definition of calling, when you do a little bit of background study on it, in fact, I looked it up biblically as well as in the dictionary, but let's start with biblically. When you look up the word calling in the Greek, it is a word called kletos, and it means invited or summoned. It actually ties into the word vocation. And here's what's interesting. I've heard that word vocation over the years, several years, and especially what immediately comes to mind is vocational training or vocational schools. And you would think, at least the way that that word is used in our everyday society, vocational, you think that ties into skills and abilities. Somebody's going to vocational school to learn a trade or learn a skill or ability. But it actually, that's a misnomer. That is not the definition of it. Vocation is more tied to calling, because vocation actually means to be called or invited or summoned. So vocational schools should actually be calling schools. It should actually be defining and having people become trained on how they were originally wired and what they're supposed to do. But your calling is meaning invited or summoned, and it ties more into the big picture. It is the overall mission, or this is where you ask, and this is where you write this down, what was I born to do? A little bit different from your skills and abilities. Now, they're part of that. They can be mixed in there, but again, this is not what skills do I have. This is the big picture thing. What were you born to do? What is your overall mission in life? It's not attached to a paycheck, although you could receive a paycheck for it. But here's the thing you want to think about, too. If you're operating in your calling, there's a lot of times where work and play look the same. So think about this for yourself. What's some things that you would be doing where if somebody saw you doing it, they wouldn't be able to tell the difference if you were working or playing? Because it's really something that you are enjoying and you have a passion for, and you were designed to do it and called to do it. There's that key word. Another thing about your calling is your calling is discovered. Your calling is not something that you invent or something that you create and you say, here's what I'm going to do. This is going to be my calling. You pursue it. You try to find out what it is, like you're doing today by being on this call, but you actually uncover it because someone else called you or invited you or summoned you to do this. There was a predestined or pre-designed, your calling, in a nutshell, predates you. And that is why, another thing to add down here to this, that is why your calling is constant. Out of these three words that we're defining and taking a close look at, your calling, your career, your job, out of those three, your calling is the one that is constant. And I'll talk about an example here in a second to kind of help you get a good, clear picture of what that means in real life. So, second word, let's get down here to defining between these three. Again, calling, and right beside calling, I want you to write vocation, because those two words are synonymous. They mean the same thing. The next one, career, because we're looking at our calling, our career, and our job. If your calling is you being invited or being summoned to a mission, your career is the vehicle in order to carry out that calling. And I say that because career is defined, or when you translate it back in its original languages, like in Latin, career comes from the word carriera, carriera. You kind of hear that word carry in there. It also means road, or even defined as wagon. Notice how all this has to do with to carry something or a vehicle. In fact, I've written down here as a note, the vehicle. And your career, obviously, is the line of work or the industry, but it is that line of work or industry where you actually carry out your calling. So your calling is what you were called and summoned to do. It was your mission. It's the big picture thing. And then your career is that pathway or that vehicle in order to carry it out. Now, again, your calling is something that is constant, that will remain the same. But your career can be something that changes, but whatever it changes to, it should be something that lines up with carrying out what you were called to do. Now, the last of the three, again, your calling is a big picture. Your career is the industry, a line of work, especially tied into carrying out that calling. Your job is the simplest one of the three. Your job is a task or duty. In fact, you know, you don't even have to look this up. You can say what your job is. But your job is your task or your duty. It is the day-to-day. It's where you actually are seeing, here's how you're carrying out that calling, or here's how you can see, here's where you are actually on a day-to-day basis involved in that career. But that's how that fits into it. I really think about a job. If you yourself, or if you know of someone that has worked in one large company, or especially a large corporation, for a number of years. It doesn't have to be too long, but it could be someone that's been working at a place 5 years, 3 years, maybe even 2 years. Now, in a lot of those cases of a person that works in large companies or industries like that, especially a large company, that person can work at that one company for several years, but have worked in different departments. Those different departments or those different roles would be more relative to the job. The career would be the overall place that they've worked at, and at that overall place that they've worked at, they've done one collective thing, one collective goal that that company was designed for. So that's kind of like the industry, and that's your career, and then the different things that a person does within that career obviously is the job. But that's how all those things roll up together, and especially where the challenge is for us that are creative entrepreneurs, that those of us that have these creative talents and gifts, it is that much harder for us to really kind of see the connection between our skills and our talents and try to find out, well, since I'm an artist, or since I write, or since I like to dance, or I like to do this, I like to do that, I like to draw comic books and create my own comics or graphic novels or all these creative gifts, we try to find out how we can develop a career behind it. And then especially when we start knowing that there's a bigger plan in mind, how does this tie into my calling? Start with the calling first. Because even though you have that gift, that talent, that is not necessarily defining your calling. It may support your calling, but start with the calling first. Now, let me give you an example. And I'll start with myself, because many of you that have been connected with me, whether it's through artlessonsforgod.com as a subscriber or the one-on-one coaching that we've done, a lot of you are familiar with all the stuff that I've been involved with. Even some of you have asked, how do you do so many different things? But the thing that I've shared this with some of you, the reason why I can do all these different things is because they are all relative. They all tie into my calling, so there's not that much of a stretch between these different things. And in fact, with these different things feed into each other, and they do kind of help. So it kind of keeps it consistent, and it doesn't look as it's not as big of a stretch as it can be. My calling is to help creative people discover their purpose. Now, my skills, and again, many of you are familiar with this, my skills are art, marketing, internet things, communication. Here lately, over the past few years, I don't know how well I do it, but writing. But these are physical skills that these are things that I'm able to do. Those things that I'm able to do are not my calling, though. And this is what was really interesting, especially I knew over the years, I knew, quote unquote, that my calling was art, but that's my skill. But my calling, again, tying into the thing that I was called to do outside of myself, the thing that I have a passion for, the thing that ties into what I love to see. I love to see someone realize that they have a particular gift and they start growing in that gift, or they learn that they want to go from one realm of work to advance to another realm of work. Those are things I love seeing. And then the flip side of that, the thing I hate seeing is someone having a talent, a gift, an ability, and living below that calling, living below that talent, or not activating their purpose at all, and especially dying and not having ever walked into what they were supposed to do in the first place. I find that tragic. Those are things that they resonate hard with me. And just talking about it, I've not said anything specific about me drawing or writing or anything. So that's where you can see the difference between the two. So my calling is to help creative people discover their purpose. And I utilize my gifts, my skills, to do that. So here's how I carry that out. This is where we're talking about my career and your career. My calling is to help creative people discover their purpose. Part of the way I'm able to carry that out is through my career. And my career over the years has been media and communication. I've worked with newspaper companies, worked with television companies, in fact, media companies that actually have television and newspapers. I've had multiple jobs, especially under that overall umbrella. I've been a trainer, a coach, a sales manager, an account executive, working at different companies, and still within that same overall career umbrella. Many times, some of the time, it's been at one corporate company over another. It also has been at different jobs that were unrelated to each other, different companies unrelated to each other, but it's still been within that same vein. So all in all, when you break it down to my jobs, you can see how all this works together. Now, let me just go ahead and just talk about some remaining thoughts here as we are getting ready to go ahead. As my pastor always says, we're getting ready to land this plane. Your skills are not your calling. Your skills may be supportive of your calling, but they're not your calling. Your calling is constant, whereas jobs change and careers can change, but your calling is constant. And your calling is discovered, it's not invented, and it actually predates you. Now, I want to entertain some questions. Some of you have seen some of the messages that I sent to you that I wanted to get some questions from you ahead of time that we would address and entertain on the call. So here's some of the questions that came in. And I hope that what we shared with everybody so far is something that gave you, shed some light on some things. But here's some questions that came about prior to our session today. And I want to address those questions and see what you think about them. Question number one came from Zakani. And Zakani is one of our ArtLessonsFromGod.com subscribers. And she writes, I find myself asking myself what my calling is. I'm pretty much drawn to art and programming, but find I have no real passion for either. I'm afraid I'm one of those people who waste their talents. I hope you can help me. I want to be able to think and act creatively while keeping in tune with what God requires of me. Now, Zakani, here's one of the things that I saw that was a trigger in your question and your concern is that you say that you're pretty much drawn or gravitate towards art and programming, but you have no real passion for either. The interesting thing about that is that art and programming are skills. And this is what you want to find out. What is it that you have a passion for? That is what's going to get you to the overall, what is your calling? So you've got skills in art and programming, and that's great. That's perfect. That's fine. The other thing out of this, as you've seen that we've gone through within this call, is that next step to find out is what is it that you have a passion for. Evaluate all of that, and that will give you start shedding some light to what your true calling is. It may involve art. It may not involve art at all. It may involve programming. It may not. But the key thing is find out what is the big picture thing that you have a passion for, the thing that you are designed to impact and make a difference in. And that's when you discover what your calling is and see how those other things fall into line with that. So I hope that helps. The next question is from Demetrius, who has been one of my coaching clients, one of my students from our entrepreneurship class that we've had. And he writes, if my calling, career, and job are not the same at any given point in time, how do I become the quote-unquote burning bush? How do I allow my calling to burn brightly without it consuming me? Or consuming my job, family, etc. in the process. So Demetrius has a question here about balance. And Demetrius, I don't think that, and especially if we go down this road that we talked about today on the call, I don't think that once you discover what your true calling is, I think that actually helps you better align things so that it won't be out of balance. As you can see, the way that we kind of unpack this, when you discover what your calling is, then the next things that fall under that, your career and then in turn your jobs, those are things that should support the calling. And if those things are supporting the calling, then you'll see how they can overlap, but they don't overshadow, that there's more balance and a lot of stuff won't get out of whack. Let me give you an example, and I think, Demetrius, you know about this with myself. Demetrius was in a class that I used to lead, and it was a class that was teaching entrepreneurship, actually teaching about how to do a business plan. Now, at the same time, Demetrius knew that I had a blog, the online magazine, ArtLessonsFromGod.com. And at the same time, Demetrius knew that I also did work at the television station where I would help small businesses with their marketing strategies. So, Demetrius, you've seen me do, and this could be within a given week, the same week, you've seen me do all three of these key things, but the things that they have in common is they roll up into helping people, or especially helping creative people, discover their purpose. Whether it was that entrepreneur who was in the class learning how to do a business plan so they can launch their business, or whether it was through the television station working with small businesses to help them market themselves on the website. Those things tied into helping someone grow and walk out their purpose. And so that's how you can kind of see how there may be multiple things going on, but if it's all supporting your calling, it can be relative and not out of balance. So I hope that gives you clarity and help. Well, I hope this was something that was helpful for everyone. I hope it was something that made good use out of a Saturday afternoon. I didn't want to take up too much of your time because I wanted you to have a lot of stuff for the rest of your day. But most importantly, I wanted to make sure that it gave you something to kind of put some things in line where you looked at your calling. Again, your calling is the big picture. Your calling is the overall mission. Discover what that is first. What can help you discover what your overall mission is, what your overall calling is, it ties into your skills, what do you have a passion for, and those types of things. And then taking a look at what your career is from that next thing. Your career is the vehicle, the thing that you're supposed to do to execute that calling. And the job is the day-to-day. So take a look at all of that in light and see how all that comes together. I hope that was helpful for you. And again, we want to say thank you to our sponsor. Again, we self-sponsored this, and it is from our downloadable workshop, How to Clarify Your Creative Vision and Earn a Profit as Well. Your download package with that contains an audio MP3 download, printed worksheets to apply your specific creative idea, three case studies of real-world creative entrepreneurs, and it also has five bonus links to help you earn a profit from your concept. So you'll be able to listen on the go with those worksheets. So you're also able to print those out and use those to really develop your creative idea. Again, the regular rate for that is $7 complete with the MP3 download and the printable worksheets. But today, for the folks that are just on this call, it is only $4.99, and that is through midnight tonight. So we want you to go to artlessonsfromgod.com/workshop, and you'll see more information on that. And I hope you pick that up. Thanks to everybody for being on the call today. Stay tuned with us on artlessonsfromgod.com. We are going to do more information about this, and I want you to post comments on let us know exactly what you thought of today's call. In fact, email me directly. Email me at tony@artlessonsfromgod.com. And I want you to really be honest with me and share with me what you felt was pretty cool on this call, things that we'll keep doing, and things that we need to change. Thanks again for joining us, and I hope you have a great Saturday afternoon, and enjoy the rest of your week. Take care.